major part in the history of this region. This area is frequently referred to as the Holy Land. That designation covers the modern states of Israel and Jordan for the most part, but we have to realize that the borders changed dramatically over the course of the history of this region. On the west, we've always got the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean is always the western boundary. The eastern boundary of this area is a little bit more indeterminate. Sometimes it lies along the Jordan River, sometimes it lies even further east where this region gives way to desert. Down in the south, we've got the Sinai, that desert that always formed a barrier to settlement. And to the north, it's a little more difficult. This is the most open of the four directions. We've got difficult hill country up in the north where modern-day Israel now gives way into modern-day Lebanon. If we take a look east to west, this region, this land, is divided into five different zones, mostly by topography and climate. On the westernmost, we've got what's known as the coastal plain, that is right next to the Mediterranean Sea. The plain itself is broken up into a number of separate little regions, the plain of Sharon, the plain of Dor, the plain of Akko, the plain of Phoenicia, and we have a number of settlements here over time, some of which we will be taking a look at. If we move eastward, the second zone is the so-called Western Hills. That is, we move from the coastal plain to the Western Hills. These, first and foremost, are foothills that rise up from the coastal plain to the central ridge of the country. These foothills are known as the Shephelah or the Shephelah. They were heavily wooded in antiquity and very heavily settled. Lots and lots of people are living there in antiquity. The higher ground just above these is known as the hill country. We're still in the second zone. We've got the foothills and now the hills. And this hill country is the area of Ephraim and Judah. This is where much of what is going to take place in ancient Israel and Judah is located. And here we've got the classic trinity of Mediterranean food, wheat and olives and vines. Along the summit line of this ridge of the hill country, we've got many important towns from the Bronze Age and Iron Ages, some of which we will be talking about in upcoming lectures. We've got, for example, Hebron and Jerusalem, which will come into play during the time of King David. We've got Shechem, which will be of interest also, and then there's Beersheba and other countries as well. The highest peak along these hills is about 4,000 feet above sea level, which makes our next geographic location of even more interest, because if we move slightly further east, we find ourselves in the Rift Valley, one of the deepest parts of the face of the earth. The Rift Valley is a major structural rift which runs up from East Africa and forms the Red Sea, the Dead Sea, the Jordan Valley, Lake Tiberias, and Lake Hula. We will run into a number of these regions during our future lectures. The Red Sea, of course, comes into play with the Exodus. The Dead Sea will be of great importance in terms of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And then Jordan Valley, Lake Tiberias, and Lake Hula will come into play at various parts during our history. The Dead Sea is probably familiar to a number of you. It's the lowest spot on the face of the earth, very nearly 1,300 feet below sea level. And the